Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League and a word that is worth learning.
And you're also going to talk about where you live.
That's right. I'm going to tell you about three places that are worth visiting in my hometown in Spain. Chelsea go 9 points clear at the top.
Chelsea are now 9 points ahead of their nearest Premier League challengers. Chelsea could only manage a draw against Liverpool, but Arsenal's surprise defeat at home to Watford leaves the Blues in pole position.
It's looking tight at the bottom.
It's neck and neck at the bottom of the Premier League too. Only 2 points separate four teams from the relegation places. Swansea, after wins against Liverpool and Southampton, are looking strong, but Leicester City, last season's champions, have lost their last three.
The January transfer window slams shut.
The transfer window has now closed, and it was the teams battling to avoid relegation that spent the most money. Leicester have bought the Nigerian midfielder Wilfred Ndidi for £20 million. Crystal Palace spent over £40 million on four players, and Burnley broke their transfer record to bring in the Irish midfielder Robbie Brady.
Lots of money being spent, but is it worth spending so much money in the middle of the season?
A lot of clubs say it's not worthwhile buying in the January transfer window because it takes too long for a player to get used to a team.
But a good signing at this time can be worth its weight in gold. Luis Suarez was signed in the January transfer window.
Good point, but it's worth mentioning that Liverpool bought Andy Carroll on the same day, and that transfer was not so successful.
You're right. Transfers are often a risky business, but I'm sure the clubs that stay up this season will think it was worth the risk.
There have been some great performances in the Premier League this week.
Fans definitely got their money's worth in the Liverpool-Chelsea match. David Luiz scored a great free kick.
Yes, there was an incredible atmosphere. I think Liverpool could have won, but Chelsea did miss a penalty.
Swansea City's Gylfi Sigurdsson has had a great couple of weeks, and Burnley's Tom Heaton has been great for Burnley. And Gabriel Jesus had a great full Premier League debut for Manchester City.
But our player of the week this week is Watford's Etienne Capoue.
Yes, a worthy winner after a fantastic performance against Arsenal. It's the first time Watford have won away at Arsenal in nearly 30 years. And Capoue was one of the main reasons they came away with a 2-1 win.
In this week's language focus, we're going to take a look at the word worth, and Rich is going to speak a bit about where he lives.
That's right, Jack. My aunt and uncle are coming to visit me next week, and I'm trying to think about where to take them.
Well, I know where you live. I've never been invited, but I've seen photos and it looks very picturesque, very pretty or beautiful. I'm sure there are lots of places worth visiting nearby.
Yes, you're right. There are lots of places worth visiting, but I'm not sure where to go.
Before we carry on, can you tell everybody where you live, Rich?
Ah, yes, of course. You may know that I live in Spain, as we have spoken about that before in the podcast. And you may have noticed that my profile photo, when I reply to your comments, has a little Spanish flag on it. Well, I live in a small city called Segovia. It's about an hour's drive north from Madrid, the capital.
So you should show your aunt and uncle around Segovia. Have they been there before?
No, they haven't.
I remember you telling me it's got a big aqueduct in the centre. It sounds like a nice place to visit. Why don't you tell our listeners about it? I'll tell you what, why don't you show our listeners some of your city?
What do you mean?
Take your phone and take some photos of Segovia's best bits and tell us about them.
Okay, I could do that.
And we'll add the photos to this lesson when you've done it.
Right, okay, I will. I'll definitely take some photos.
Okay, off you go.
What, now?
See you later. That was quick. So, can you tell us about three places in Segovia that are worth visiting?
Yes, okay. The first is the Roman Aqueduct. It's bang in the city centre, and it's definitely worth visiting. It's about 2,000 years old.
Sounds like it's worth taking a look. What else?
There are lots of old buildings in Segovia, so it's worth taking your time to walk slowly around the city. But the Gothic Cathedral in the main square is pretty spectacular.
Sounds good. And you can take a break there too.
Yes, that's right. There are lots of cafes where you can sit outside and enjoy the sun, although it's a bit cold at the moment.
And your last choice?
That's the castle. It's called the Alcazar, and it's amazing. It's built on the top of a hill and is definitely worth a visit.
It looks a bit like the Disney castle.
It's funny you say that, because it is said that the castle was one of Walt Disney's inspirations for the Disney castle.
Well, for what it's worth, I think Segovia is definitely worth visiting. And I'm sure your aunt and uncle will have a great time.
Thanks. And of course, you're welcome to visit whenever you want, Jack. Probably better in the summer, though.
Right, now, what we want you to do is to tell us three places that are worth visiting. These can be near where you live, or in your country, or places you've visited in the past.
We'd love to hear from you. Just write your comments in the comment section at the bottom of the page. And if you want us to correct your English, just write "correct me" at the beginning of your message.
In the last section, we used the word worth. It's a useful word to learn, but it's quite difficult to use and quite difficult to say. It's normally used to say what the value of something is. So you might say, that car is worth £2,000, or that painting is really valuable, it's worth £1,000,000. Rich said that the aqueduct is worth visiting. It means that it will be enjoyable or interesting to visit. It's worth visiting means it will be a valuable experience.
Worth has a w sound, then a sound like in bird, and then a th sound like in Thursday or thank you. Worth. It's worth visiting.
Worth is used in lots of other ways too. Earlier, you said the fans got their money's worth. The phrase connects the idea of money and enjoyment.
Yes, it means that the match was exciting, so it was worth going and worth paying for a ticket. You might not say the same about a 0-0 draw with nothing happening.
Yes, it wouldn't be worth going to a match like that. It wouldn't be worthwhile. It would be boring or pointless.
We have the word worthless, but that's used more about money and value. Something that is broken may be worthless.
Or someone might say they are worthless without value. if they feel sad and depressed.
We use lots of other phrases using the word worth in this podcast. Have a listen again and see if you understand what they all mean. You can also find them in the transcript. They are in bold.
Or look at the page below where we've got some activities and more explanations for you.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week, Jack?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was postponed. It's a word you might hear in the winter because the weather is bad. If it snows too much or a pitch is frozen, a match can be postponed and played on a later date.
Our podcast was postponed last week. Sorry about that.
Well done to Gigo from Italy, Quasimanifest from Ghana, Amir from Bosnia, Lyubomir and Alex from Ukraine, El Ghul from Algeria, Mess from Armenia, and Shibanyonok from Russia. The 31st of January was... This is the day when the transfer window closes. I've already used two of the three words you need in the last sentence. The second word in the phrase is more difficult. It means the latest time you can complete something. If you have essays and assignments at school or college, your teacher gives you a... or maybe your boss at work to complete a project.
Good explanation, Jack. Last week's prediction was Manchester City against Spurs. It finished in a 2-2 draw. Not a great result for either team, and not good for Jack or I either. But our podcast listeners predicted a draw, so well done to you.
That point takes you to the top of the prediction table with Rich.
This week's big match is Chelsea against Arsenal. Chelsea are running away with the title at the moment, but Arsenal are one of the teams that might be able to stop them. If Mesut Ozil and Alexis Sanchez are in top form, then the Gunners can get a good result. However, I think Chelsea are too good at the moment and will win comfortably. Final score, Chelsea 3, Arsenal 1.
I'm not that optimistic, but you have to back your team, don't you? 2-1 to Arsenal.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to make your Premier League prediction in the vote.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.